Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The captain has come to tell us tonight about what are the info warriors
that and who is recruiting these people
are being recruited by the United Nations.
Well, it's a World Economic Forum.
Or one or the other. They're both bad news. We'll learn more about it coming up here. But first, we go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. It's Ian Pecos Mountaineer and Captain Kickass, but Major Payne is on the line in
Major.
Michigan. Go ahead.
Hey, Ian.
Hey.
Do you got a beard, dude?
Not a big one. I mean, but I do have facial hair.
It's coming in.
There is, I guess, right. Technically it's a beard.
I was just going to say I'd take third chair on the bearded crew here for a minute.
I always kind of imagine you having a beard.
I can't imagine you not having one, actually, yeah. Major.
There you go. Arrgh. Anyway, evidently there's an E. coli outbreak that...
Uh-oh.
Both came from Wendy's in four different states.
Wait, E. coli, and, is that the electronic version of coli?
Yeah, okay.
E. coli?
If you can figure out a way to plug in romaine lettuce, I'll go with that.
The Apple version would be I. coli?
Well, hey, you can plug just about anything into the wall you want to if you're dead set on it.
Well,
it doesn't go well, but you can.
I got to give you a little preface on this one. Irradiation, you know, the microwave oven, that was the first way they learned to kill tumors was by irradiating them. Now, if you take a normal plate of food and irradiate it till it reaches, you know, like a boiling point, rats and cockroaches, the two ancient survivors, won't touch it.
Right.
Wow.
You might as well be eating drywall paste. It takes all the nutrition right out of it.
Wow.
But I smell Monsanto here because they have came up with a lettuce that will not wilt in the microwave.
Why would you want to microwave lettuce, sad plant?
Terrifying.
These sandwich machines, you know.
Also, what in God's name did they have to do to the lettuce to get it to not wilt in the microwave?
I have no idea, but this takes wax fruit to a whole new concept.
No kidding.
Yes, it does. In fact, I think we were talking a little bit about food production with our guest, Ian Underwood, earlier. And I always like to point out that food production has only been outside of the household for one, maybe two generations. Like, it wasn't that long ago that every household participated in their own food production, that is canning, growing, preserving, you know, butchering, you know, all that stuff, freezing, preserving in other ways.
You know, every grandma I knew canned. Them old Polish women, you couldn't leave their table without being a fat man. They'd feed you till you about pop.
Or the old Italian ones, they'd be like, oh, you like my cooking? Yeah, well, here's a whole plate full more. No, I'm full. What, you don't like my cooking?
Oh, man, yeah. Go ahead and refuse the third serving of pineapple upside down, Chase. But I got one more.
As I've heard, like, if you want like a lot of food, you ask for a little bit of food. And if you want none, then you ask for none. Or if you want a little, you ask for none. And if you actually want none, you will have to kill them.
One more thing on the microwave right quick. If you boil a cup of water and you water seeds with it, they'll never sprout.
I have not heard that before. That is interesting.
Thank you, Major. Loaded with interesting information tonight.
Well, hey, that's a home science experiment we can try.
The number is 603-283-6160. What are the info warriors? And again, you pointed out, this is not Alex Jones.
Not Alex
info
Jones.
War.
Nope.
Is he still in business, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
After the big judgment against him?
He's still in business. He's, according to him, struggling quite a bit.
I heard a rumor. Now, I didn't check the validity of this. They hit him with this ridiculous civil lawsuit, for those that don't know. And you know, we all have our own opinions about Alex Jones. I find him to be a likable character. I don't know what he really is as far as, you know, what his real beliefs are. I thought he was better before Trump, and then he went total statist during Trump. He's kind of getting better now that Trump's gone, but I'm sure he'll go all googly-eyed over some other politician.
I think he was very let down by what was promised versus what was actually delivered with Trump.
I mean, welcome to the United States of America, but like, you would think that a guy who espoused so much anti-statism sentiment would have learned. But
you can't trust these people?
I mean, to me, he's just another Trumpanzee, but he's an entertaining Trumpanzee. He has a show and
he shouldn't have
an audience and all that kind of thing, so I'll respect him for that.
Yeah, and he shouldn't have a judgment against him for saying something ridiculous on the air, which is ultimately what this whole case came about. I know you didn't bring in this story, but
we can talk about it real fast.
Jones was sued, I believe, by two of the parents that
Sandy Hook
were one of the Sandy Hook kids that were killed, however many years ago this was now, a decade or something like that, a long time ago.
Yeah.
And Jones said something ridiculous about it not being real, it's a big hoax or whatever, and they sued him over this. It's like, how can you possibly, in a supposedly freedom of speech country, go after somebody for having a kooky conspiracy theory about something? I mean, that is so insane. And the jury ruled in their favor and ruled against Jones.
How on earth can it be a crime to be wrong about something?
Yeah, it's nuts.
Honestly, I think he was trying to figure out what was actually happening, and he was wrong.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you're doing a show, I don't care if it's television, radio,
it's
live performance, whatever.
Yeah.
The number one thing that you have to do is be engaging and or entertaining.
Yeah.
Right? So if you're not engaging, then you must be entertaining. And so I believe Alex Jones is far more entertaining than he is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, other people are going to argue, and they're going to have their opinions.
He's right about
that's
some
fine.
Things.
He is, absolutely. And he's been right about some things that I was like, wow, I guess Alex Jones is right about that.
Yeah.
Right? But being entertaining. Now, entertainment can mean a lot of things, right? It can mean using your imagination. Mm-hmm. It can mean stating things the opposite of what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be making stuff up, right? Pure fiction. Like, I can say, Sandy Hook was not real. Oh, my God, am I going to get sued?
Am I going to get sued now by these two same MFers? This is a disturbing precedent.
And it's worth keeping in mind, news channels, like Fox News, for example, they have no problem getting through court and saying, what? We're an entertainment company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We don't have to report things as they are. We don't have to tell the truth because we're an entertainment.
That's right.
And that's exactly what they find in court. Whereas him, he is very clearly entertainment.
Are people going to be able to sue Anthony Fauci for saying that, oh, no, the vaccine is 100% safe?
No, he's
effective.
Government. He's protected.
Right.
But the thing I wanted to bring up was the rumor I had heard about this lawsuit and the verdict in this case. So it was first there was a verdict of compensation of $4.5 million, and then there was the punitive verdict, which came out to, I think, $45 million at that point. But the rumor is that there's a law in Texas that limits punitive verdicts to only $750,000 per quote-unquote victim, which would mean that if that's true, and that's the rumor, I have not verified that it's true, that the $45 million is not required to be paid in Texas because this was a Texas case.
Mm.
It was heard in a Texas court or something. And so it would only be $1.5 million in that case, in which case Jones could probably recover from that. The other rumor was, what I heard from Vincent, was that somebody donated $5 million worth of Bitcoin to Jones a few days after the $4.5 million verdict. So
if that's true, that's amazing.
So if all that is true, he will come out of this and he'll be able to likely survive.
But still, the point is, freedom of speech,
it's terrible,
isn't to protect popular things that are said, because they're already popular.
Right.
Right.
You
freedom
don't
of
need
speech
protection for that.
Right. Freedom of speech is supposed to be there to protect so that people can say whatever the heck they want to, whether
want
or not it's true.
We want people to be able to say whatever they want.
And so the fact that there's a verdict against a guy for being on his own show and saying a thing that somebody else doesn't like, this is preposterous of epic proportions.
Yeah, I hope that they are going to appeal this. I mean, I presume that they will do that because this is just, it's wrong.
I don't find it appealing at all.
Yeah. It's anti-freedom of speech. The number here is 603-283-6160, and it shouldn't matter what this jury thinks. It needs to get overturned. 603-283-6160. I'm sorry those people had their feelings hurt, but you don't have the freedom to not have your feelings hurt in a country that has supposed freedom of speech. There's more on the way. Phones are open. You can bring up anything here on Free Talk Live.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And also, I do want to make sure you know something. Coming up, we're going to be making a change to our podcast. And we think that there's a theory that podcasting a full 2 hour per night radio show, because if you take a 3 hour radio show and you cut out all the commercial breaks and you cut out all the news breaks, you get basically 2 hours of talk content. And we feel like that may be holding our podcast back, just because there's a lot to listen to. And secondly, we think that maybe like the constant resetting that we have to do after every break just to bring new listeners up to speed, like, oh, we're talking to Ian Underwood. You know, I always have to tell that 4 times an hour if we have him on for an hour or whatever. So the feeling is that maybe the podcast listeners don't want to hear that. And so the idea that that has been agreed upon by some of the deciding factors here at Free Talk Live is that we ought to expand the Daily Digest. Our friend Riley Blake has been cutting every single day a roughly 30-minute summary of our 2-hour-long podcast, what he considers to be the highlights from it. And he's been doing this essentially as a volunteer basis. He's accepted donations via cryptocurrency and I think a Patreon as well. But so the idea was, well, let's have Riley roughly double the length, go to 45 minutes to an hour instead of 25 or 30 minutes. And we'll make that the podcast, basically. We'll focus on that. The full show will still be available if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can still get the whole radio show without any edits, except for just cutting commercials out. And you can
do that. That's going to be the episodes only will be the extended digest, or...
That'll be everything. The digest will be all that there is in the main podcast, basically. So that's the idea. We're going to start doing that on September 1st. If you want to continue to get the full show with, you know, all 2 hours a night, then just go to amps.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can always listen live. You can always go and grab the video show archives over at video.freetalklive.com. So there's plenty of ways to get the full show. There's our 24/7 audio stream at listen.freetalklive.com. But the idea was, like, you know, maybe if we make a podcast that's more palatable to what podcast listeners are kind of used to hearing, maybe it'll get more shares, maybe more people will listen. I don't know, maybe it'll fall completely on its face. I have no idea.
Wait, so you mean somebody went out and sort of looked at what the industry standard is and decided that it was best to do sort of something that falls within the parameters of best industry practices without the state telling us what to do?
Yeah, it only took us 15 years to do it, Captain. But
I'm just saying that it is possible for industry standards to be set and adhered to voluntarily without state intervention. That's all.
Well, and that is a frequent argument of even minarchists of the necessity of a state is like, oh, well, without someone having a top-down infrastructure, then your roads won't connect to each other.
Right, yeah.
It's like, well, like, of course
like,
they will.
Like humankind put together the Internet, right? One of the greatest networks ever conceived of, much less put together, but somehow roads won't connect together.
Right.
Yeah, so that's going to be a change that's coming soon. Hopefully it'll be a positive one. We'll see. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We have Jill on the line in Virginia. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there are two things I was thinking about. One was the thing you mentioned about education. The other is the Postal Service.
Okay.
Some people who are passionately in favor of public education, I think in some cases it may be parents who want to send the kids to school to get them out of the house because they don't want to be bothered with them.
Babysitting.
They want to have an excuse to get rid of them.
Basically daycare for people up to the age of 18.
That is how it functions.
Yeah.
And I think that might be the case. Not all parents, not maybe the ones that go to the school board meetings and raise some H like they ought to, but it might be the case. As for Postal Service, what I'm telling you is this. I live in a building, in an apartment building where there's an outbox. The postal carriers don't always pick up the mail from the outbox. I was told at the post office they were not obligated to come and check. Okay, but I would think they'd still be obligated to come and pick up the mail from the outbox if they come to deliver any.
Seems
a neighbor
reasonable.
Of mine says he talked to one postal carrier, and he said he was not obligated to take the mail on the outbox.
See, here's your first mistake. You think that government is obligated to do anything. Like, government does not have obligations. They have all the power.
Wow, Postal Service is a private agency.
Not
so, yeah. And why did they have a monopoly? Great point. There was a woman in another state who had her own mail carrying business, and the government made her shut down.
Yep.
And
I think
they should be either made to do the job or else made to give up the monopoly.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jill, because it's the perfect answer to this. Most people don't realize that that's the case with the Postal Service because they think, oh, well, there's FedEx. No. They have a monopoly on first-class mail, right, as it is defined. And so, yes, the other companies can compete in package delivery, but anything that's quote-unquote first-class, a letter delivery and junk mail or whatever.
Yeah, they can be the only letter carrier.
That's it. And they will prosecute if you try to compete with them. Thank you, Jill, for the call.
Yeah, famously, among libertarian circles, Lysander Spooner was someone who made his own private and far better done postal service, and as a response, they passed new laws to make what he was already doing illegal.
Surprise. I do want to say this. Mm-hmm. Jill brought up the post office, and, well, I remember back in the day, if somebody brought a gun into a place and shot up a bunch of people, it was called going postal.
It's not still called that.
No, it's called mass shootings or active shootings or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Somehow the post office
is passive shooters. You know.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah.
I just sat back on the couch and people still got shot. You know.
Yeah. So the headlines say something like another mass shooter shot up a school today or whatever. Instead of saying another person goes postal and
we need to bring that back.
Let's bring it back, man. You're going postal.
You ever seen the movie Postal?
Maybe.
You'd remember it if you did.
Okay.
There's a video game called Postal, and there's actually been, I think, two sequels to it, and it's generally considered one of the most offensive
video games
that has ever been made. I mean, there's no sacred cow as far as this video game series is concerned, and there's this notoriously bad director called Uwe Boll.
He made...
I know exactly who that was.
It's called Rampage, Rampage 2, yeah, Rampage 3.
I've never
3.
Seen those movies, but I've heard of them, and they're supposedly terrible. Yeah, Blood Rain is another one. He's just got a whole just bunch of hackneyed, terrible, low-budget movies.
I enjoyed the Rampage series.
If you appreciate a movie that is so bad that it's good,
then you might enjoy it.
He's that kind of director. Yeah.
Check out, if you've enjoyed anything that he's done, check out Postal.
Okay.
It was hilarious. I love the hell out of that movie, and it is super offensive.
I will definitely give it a look.
Like, it starts with a joke about 9/11, and it wasn't made that long after 9/11.
Too soon?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's a really crazy movie. There's more coming up here. We got open phones, as always, at 603-283-6160. We still have to talk about the Info Warriors, not the Alex Jones kind. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote a letter to airline carriers on Thursday telling them to improve their service, warning them that new rules may be coming to better empower travelers. According to data from the department, about 24% of domestic flights have been delayed, just more than 3% of them canceled in the first half of this year. Buttigieg added in the letter that his department will have a new website live by Labor Day weekend clearly displaying each airline's cancellation, delay, and refund policies. The State Department has called on the Kremlin to release imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of his being poisoned with a nerve agent. The department accused Russian officers of trying to assassinate Navalny, who was arrested after being treated in Germany upon his return to Russia in January 2021. This is USA Radio News. The New York State Inspector General said in a report that a state trooper should have been disciplined for getting romantically involved with then-Governor Andrew Cuomo's adult daughter while serving on his security detail. The report came 2 years after the relationship and the trooper's apparent banishment to a post near the Canadian border. It was speculated at the time that Cuomo personally ordered the transfer because he was upset over the relationship. The report does not address whether the governor requested the transfer or which daughter it was. A Cuomo spokesman said Friday that he had no role in it. A federal judge told South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham that he still has to testify before a grand jury in Fulton County, Georgia. Graham had asked the judge for an emergency stay as he appealed the decision ordering him to speak to the panel that is investigating whether former President Trump and his allies interfered with the 2020 presidential election in the Peach State. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join us here, the number where you can take control of the airwaves, you can bring up anything you want at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, you've got Ian.
Nicholas Martin here.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass is here.
And, of course, you can join us online. One of the things you can do on the website for us is to go to the AMPS program. It's a Patreon. You go to amps.freetalklive.com, and I want to thank Timothy Conrad for being a platinum level supporter, which means Timothy's doing at least $25 a month, so five times what we normally request, which is just $5 a month. So thank you, Timothy, for doing that. amps.freetalklive.com is where you can go and join that and get a few benefits from doing that as well on our Patreon at amps.freetalklive.com. We go to John in Delaware. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Internal Revenue Service was formed in 862 by President Lincoln to pay for the Civil War that the Democrats started to keep slaves. And it was enacted at a 3% tax on anybody who made over $800 annually. The thing about it is that 10 years after the IRS was put into effect to go after people for this 3% federal income tax, the federal income tax was abolished by Congress, but the IRS, they still stuck around. Now, that always seems to be the case, you guys.
When did they abolish the income tax? I don't remember hearing about that.
Well, look into it, man. That's what I read.
As far as I know, the IRS was created in 1913.
Federal income
along
tax,
with, along with the fiat currency system. They created the Fed and the IRS at the same time, yeah.
1862, correct?
No, 1913.
The IRS was created in 1913?
Yeah, pretty sure. Pretty sure it was by the same act that created the Federal Reserve.
Now, the IRS was formed by Abraham Lincoln to collect
July 1st, 1862.
For the Civil War.
Yeah.
Look it up, guys.
I just did, John. 1862. President Lincoln signed into law a revenue-raising measure to help pay for Civil War expenses.
Although Wikipedia says the name IRS comes from 1918, so maybe they renamed it a little bit later.
Renamed it. My point was that it never got abolished. It was put in place to collect war tax money to pay for the war that the Democrats started to keep people as slaves. And it never got abolished. It's like you guys were saying earlier. These people, they constantly make laws. They have people that just make laws. Do we need that many laws?
No.
Why is it when these laws become useless, they don't take them off the books?
Huh, weird.
Well, because more laws means more lawyers, and lawyers write laws to give their buddies and themselves more business, basically. So they have an interest
in... They're like an oligarchy, too, then.
Sure, of course they are.
Yeah, create a law, create a business.
Well, remember the 13th, we were talking earlier about the 14th Amendment. The 13th Amendment that never was, but I believe came close, was to ban people who were lawyers from holding government positions, if I recall correctly, and... That one didn't pass.
Yeah, it would have banned anyone with a title of honor, which includes Esquire. Which means that we would have had a world where, like, instead of almost every single one of them being former lawyers, as we have it now, none of them would have been allowed to be lawyers and then politicians.
To your point, John,
maybe a little bit. I don't know what to expect out of that.
To your point, John, there are somewhere around 40,000 new laws created every year in the United States.
Every year.
And there are so many laws in the United States that they cannot be counted. People have tried and failed. There are so many.
And yet you're expected to know them all.
That's right.
That's amazing. Real quick, and then I'll let you guys run. I was going to get to a point on it. My brother, a few years back, he was walking through town, and I guess it was late at night, and he didn't have a light, a flashlight or whatever. So the cop was trying to look for something to give him a citation for, and he brought up some old law from, like, the 1800s when people still had horse and buggies, and it was, like, refusal to put a lamp on your wagon or something. They citated him under, man. So they're still using these old laws that are completely out of date against people in modern time. It's just unbelievable, man. This thing needs to be knocked down and completely dismantled. And we need to start over again because it's completely corrupted, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call tonight.
And the very fact that, like, once you get to the point where an ordinary person cannot know all the rules that we're supposed to live by, you've failed as a society. Now, I say, let's have a society where the rules are very simple.
Yes.
Like,
do no harm?
Yeah, yeah. Don't hurt people and don't take their stuff.
Never cruel, never cowardly, and if you ever are, always make amends.
Well, supposedly, and I don't know who told me this years ago, but the terminology or the phrase of ignorance of the law is no excuse originated back when we're talking about natural law, the simple thing, the concept that everyone should inherently know that hurting people and taking their stuff is wrong. That is what the ignorance of the law is no excuse thing came from, but now they just apply it to everything as though you could have some knowledge, and not even the police know what the laws are.
Not even lawyers know. Not even the politicians know.
Right, that's why lawyers have to specialize in one area, and they don't go outside that area because they don't know what they're doing.
Yep. And that's part of why it's so deeply mythological that there's the law, and the law is enforced equally and completely on everyone all the time. And it's like...
It's ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. It is a purely religious perspective.
Yeah.
It is...
The government is a religion. It absolutely is.
The idea that it would be even possible to know this many laws for anyone, let alone, I mean, even
they don't even read them.
Pick one law
when they
just
pass them.
Any law, and try and enforce that one law on absolutely everybody. Yeah. It won't work.
Plus, they don't read them when they pass them anyway.
Right?
They don't bother. Why should we? All right. So, Captain, what are the info warriors that you wanted to talk about tonight?
So, I'm going to preface this with this article has been fact checked, and I'll tell you what the fact check was in here in a minute. But this is from newspunch.com. The World Economic Forum, WEF, announced recruitment of information warriors to control the narrative on social media. The World Economic Forum has announced that it has recruited hundreds of thousands of, quote, information warriors, unquote, to control the internet, policing social media and forums for misinformation and conspiracy content, which will then be systematically shut down. According to Klaus Schwab's WEF, misinformation on the internet is an infodemic that is potentially deadly and requires a cure.
Let me say that again. Wow.
Misinformation on the internet is an infodemic that is potentially deadly and requires a cure.
Wow, I had to look that way. I just had to see how widespread this term of infodemic is. This is the first time I've ever heard it. And
same.
The first first result is the World Health Organization.
Who?
Yeah.
WHO. The definition of misinformation, according to the WEF, is anything they disagree with.
Yeah.
This means the information warriors will essentially be engaged in the act of shutting down dissent.
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracy forums and YouTube comment sections are being targeted by the digital first responders, a.k.a. information warriors, who pretend to be ordinary users of the platform but are actually working to disrupt proceedings and support the ideology of Klaus Schwab's WEF.
Have you seen any video of these like farms? Have you heard about the like farms?
I've heard about the like farms, but tell us more.
Right. So you know that you can hire people in like China or India or whatever to like your videos or like your social media profile or whatever.
It helps the algorithm.
Yeah, I don't know what it costs, but it's probably not that much, right, based on where you're hiring these people. Well, some videos come out, and it's probably an old video, but I just happened to see it again this week, of just racks of cell phones. All hooked up with, you know, power or data or whatever on the bottom part of the phone. Just racks of, you know, hundreds of cell phones that can be controlled by two people with computers that are in the same room. And so they can just send these phones to different pages or whatever and just have them like and have them comment. And so I'm sure these info warriors with the World Economic Forum are going to be using techniques like this, where one of their warriors will control many likes.
Coming up, I still need to tell you about the fact check.
Yeah, well, we know that's a bunch of BS, too. We'll find out about it. The number is 603-283-6160. Just, you know, whenever you see the words fact check, just replace it with pro-state propaganda out there.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Black Saturday show phones open. If you want to join us, you can in these remaining moments at 603-283-6160. But don't forget, Beer Talk Live is coming up for the first time tonight. That's 10:30 Eastern. You can watch it or listen if you want over at video.freetalklive.com. You actually go straight to the streaming page by going to watch.freetalklive.com. Video.freetalklive.com takes you to our channel. You should still see the notice there, but if you want to save the click, just go to watch.freetalklive.com.
The most bearded Liberty stream online.
Yep, looking forward to it. And so again, that'll be 10:30 Eastern tonight. Don't forget you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com, where we have our own social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. Some of the hosts of the show are there as well. It's a Mastodon-based system, so it's open source. It's self-hosted. We run the server. It's not run by some big tech mega corporate platform, so you get a lot more freedom to express yourself over there. The candidate for governor for the Libertarian Party here in New Hampshire was banned this week from Twitter, so you never know when they're going to go ahead and dump you after you've spent time. I think she was a couple 10,000, 10 plus 20,000, whatever. I don't know. She had tens of thousands of followers there. That's all gone. All gone. So why build yourself up on their platform when you could have something a little more safe, I guess, from being taken down? Go to social.freetalklive.com. Captain, you were telling us about this new term by various different global government-type groups out there that's being bandied about called infodemic. The World Yes. Health Organization has a whole page about it. Apparently it's a health topic, according to them. They say it's too Wow. much information, including false or misleading information.
It's no such thing.
In digital and physical environments during a disease outbreak.
See, here's the thing. There's only information. There's not misinformation or disinformation. There's only
or
information.
Too much, as they say here.
Right. There's only information, and then you were given this thing, this weird thing, like between your ears, mm-hmm. called the brain, and then you are supposed to decide for yourself.
Yeah.
Whether or not you believe this particular information or not. And then that's how it's supposed to work.
But no, they have a plan involving people. They claim to have 100,000 or something volunteers.
Announcing the news on a WEF podcast.
World Economic Forum.
Yeah. UN Communicators Director, Communications Director Melissa Fleming said, so far, we've recruited 110,000 information volunteers. And we equip these information volunteers with the kind of knowledge about how misinformation spreads and ask them to serve as a kind of digital first responder in those spaces where misinformation travels.
Also known as a propagandist or a snitch.
Yeah.
Because they're
agent
likely
provocateur.
Well, so you brought up having too much information during a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, you know just way too much during our pandemic. Yeah, that's very telling, actually.
Yeah, you
we
only
do
know
not
what,
want you to have too much information.
They only want you to have what they want you to know.
Right.
So this author goes on to conclude, the World Economic Forum are subliminally influencing the masses in order to push their narratives onto the people. Which, you know, I mean, seems like a reasonable conclusion to me. They go on to say, They cite a podcast and some people who participate in that podcast, and you'll be able to listen to that when we share this over our social media
links. Is this a podcast by the World Economic Forum, or is it by the people who wrote the article that you're referring to?
I haven't actually...
Just curious. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We have a caller on the line, unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello?
Yes, hi, it's David.
David, you're on the air.
Hey, calling from Kansas. Thanks. Listen to that last caller about all the laws that we have on the books. You know, that's why it's so important for people to know we can fight back, and not just at the ballot box, but at jury duty.
Oh, yeah.
Jury nullification.
Amen, brother. Amen. Way more effective, by the way, than the ballot box.
Can you explain what it is for our listeners that have never heard the term?
Okay, so jury nullification is the idea that the jury has the ultimate say in the law and how the law is either applied or shouldn't be applied. If it's a bad law, you find them not guilty, and it nullifies the decision. It nullifies the guilt, and it essentially then nullifies the law.
It's
awesome.
For instance,
in the state that I live in, everyone that gets arrested for a drug crime also gets nailed with or charged with no drug tax stamp. Well, how can you buy a tax stamp for something that's illegal?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bargaining chip.
Yeah.
And if people choose to plead not guilty, they go to court, and that's one of the charges. And you know what? Every single time, if I'm ever on a jury on a drug charge, I will vote not guilty.
Absolutely.
Because of that law. It's a bad law.
All drug laws are bad laws because they put peaceful people behind bars who've never harmed anybody else, who the worst claim against them is usually that they sold something some people don't like.
Yeah. Now, this is something that if you bring it up while they're doing jury selection or
bad
even,
plan.
Yeah, they will
bad
kick
plan.
You right
they
off.
They won't. That's right. They'll kick you right off.
If you
keep it
are,
to yourself.
Yeah, if you are being represented by a member of the Bar Association, they are not allowed to bring up jury nullification during the trial.
Ooh, actually, that is not true in New Hampshire. So, in New Hampshire, obviously...
Not in New Hampshire, but it is in Kansas.
Yeah, it's true in a lot of places.
That might be due to the fact that New Hampshire is the one state where you can be represented by someone who is not a member of the Bar Association.
That's true in New Hampshire, but I think that's true in other places. I could be wrong on that. But no, it's because there's actually been some legislation that has gone through about jury nullification here in New Hampshire. It's not a firmly established thing because there was a Supreme Court case that kind of overturned it, and I don't want to get into all the history of it.
Sure.
But yeah, our very own nobody. You can ask him about it tonight. It was brought up during his case by his attorney, who's a Bar Association attorney here, who's one of the public defenders in that case. It didn't work, unfortunately, but it was brought up. And so you are allowed to bring it up in state courts in New Hampshire. But generally, federal courts, most state courts, they will stop the trial. They will, you know, reverse course, might even call, you know, mistrial or something or somehow punish you. But that doesn't mean you can't inform jurors about their right to nullify, which is something I have spent a lot of time doing here in front of the courthouse in Keene, New Hampshire over more than a decade.
And we're doing right now by telling our listeners about it.
There's a great organization out there, David. I'm sure you know about them, the Fully Informed Jury Association.
Yes, absolutely. And here's the thing, another thing about jury nullification in that group is they go around from state to state and they try and help people learn about jury nullification. But in certain states, one of them being Kansas, is if you get out there and you start informing people, you stand out there on in public areas, funded areas.
Oh, you're cutting out.
Yeah, we're losing you there. Have they arrested people in Kansas for this?
Yes, someone was arrested. Thankfully, the charges were dropped.
Good.
Almost immediately.
They'll probably lose if the person goes to the state will lose in this case. There's a ruling recently. The Federal Second Circuit Court of Appeals recently ruled. This is pretty fresh news as of like the last couple weeks that a man arrested in New York. Now I don't think that's the same circuit as Kansas, obviously, but it is some precedent. The Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that a man was wrongfully arrested for his jury nullification outreach there in New York. Because remember, they want to try to make it look like you're trying to influence a jury, but that's not the case. As long as you don't tell jurors which way that they should rule, and thank you for your call tonight, David. I appreciate you bringing this topic up because it's definitely an important one. As long as you're not telling jurors, hey, you should vote not guilty or you should vote guilty or whatever, if you're just informing them of, hey, this is your right. You have the right to judge the law itself, not just the facts in the case, but whether or not you think the law itself is bad or good. If you think it's bad law, even if they've proven the case beyond the shadow of a doubt, even if they caught him red-handed with a pound of marijuana, you can still say not guilty.
Yeah, most people, they give you the impression that your job is to figure out the facts of the matter, and it's the judge's job to figure out what the law is.
It's a lie.
And, yeah, the fact of the matter is that you are there to figure out not only what happened, but what is good, what's the right thing to do, actually your job to figure out as a juror.
And the jury is the final check and balance on an out-of-control government, because, as he pointed out, it's not just a ballot box, which, as we've seen, voting doesn't make much of a difference at all in most places, but if juries consistently refuse to convict for whatever the so-called crime is, eventually they're just going to stop charging people for it.
Real quick before we go, the fact check on the article about the WEF and the Information Warriors was it's actually the UN doing all the recruiting of these Information Warriors.
Okay. All right. Coming up at 10:30 Eastern at watch.freetalklive.com. Stay tuned there for Beer Talk Live. And we'll see you on Free Talk.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.